Great to have you company wherever you might be listening. This is the lunch hour for Subway. Ditch the chip for the Mediterranean range at Subway with four craveable flavours at participating restaurants. A few coming through on the speckle text about Gary Ablett Jr. not being given a call up to the Victorian team. I'll read a few of your speckle texts out very shortly and take a few of your calls. 1300 736 736 is the number. 1300 736 736. If you'd like to join me and you have an idea on whether they should call Gary Ablett up. They've called Andrew Gaff up, West Coast star, and he's been good enough to join me on the line. Welcome to you, Andrew. Great to have you on the program.
G'day, Dwayne. How are you going?
Yeah, good. You're a late call up for Ben Cunnington, who's been injured, and I'm presuming that it's going to mean a lot to wear the big V, even though we're not sure how much everybody's going to put in when the ball is bounced. What are your thoughts on how hard you're going to go?
Oh, first of all, I was very excited to be picked, and it's something that all guys want to be a part of, and we're just not sure. Obviously, we talk about how big State of Origin was, and hopefully it can be something bigger in the future. But for the time being, it's a great opportunity for guys to put on the jumper and hopefully play well. In terms of Friday night, I think it's going to be pretty on. I think it's going to be different to probably the standard and the intensity that AFLX was last year. And I think guys are going to go pretty hard because we've only got one Marsh community game to go after this for us because we play our Thursday night as well. So I don't think we have the luxury to sort of coast through these games. And I think when you do play these games, you want to go as hard as you can. And when you've got the best of the best involved, it's pretty hard to take the foot off a bit. And I think you get exposed if you do that.
Have you spoken to Damien Harbuck about it?
No, I haven't. No, we, WA boys are flying over this afternoon and we all catch up as a group Thursday, sort of around lunchtime. So I think that's when we all get in our teams, and I think we're doing a bit of a captain's run as well and a bit of a dinner before the game Thursday night. So I think we'll go into more depth about that, but I think it's going to be pretty on. I think it's going to be a great spectacle for the select crowd. I think it's going to rock up Friday night.
So do you think they'll coach like an AFL game would be coached? Do you think there's going to be, you know, a large number of players around the ball, or do you think they'll try and coach in the spirit as well and keep players away from the ball and in positions? Because if it's either 100% or it's not. If it's 100%, we're going to see the same congestion. We're going to see tagging. We're going to see the result being the number one reason for playing and not just the, you know, having a fun and, you know, an enjoyable evening and trying to put on a bit of a show and raise some money.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty high scoring. I think when you've got the best guys involved, the skills are a little bit better. You've got the biggest key forwards, best key forwards going around it, going to probably kick straight as well. So I think in terms of structure, and I think it's going to be pretty basic in terms of that. All those guys seem to know a bit about everyone, and I don't think there's going to be massive numbers around the ball. You're going to have those inside guys that are doing their bit and the guys on the outside doing their role and doing what they do best. But I think it's going to be pretty basic structure-wise, and I think it's going to be a very good spectacle, whatever happens.
You guys were flying last year and then you hit a bit of a roadblock late in the season and dropped out of the top four and you found it pretty tough to get your form back. How much have you addressed what happened last year and the reasons for it? Or do you just, you know, do what the Giants are essentially doing right now after their grand final and trying to forget it and move on?
Oh, no, we had a few issues to talk about last year, and a lot of it was just around consistency. Even so, just in matches, we played two good quarters, two poor quarters, and then when you do that, each game's 50-50 and in the balance, and you win some and you lose some. And it was probably reflective of that final game, that final against Geelong, where we had a poor start, poor final quarter, but played pretty well the second and third quarters, and in the end lost by about 20 points. So it was a very accurate reflection of our season to finish 5th and 6th, and I think we're going to be better, hopefully, this year. We've got, obviously, Tim Kelly, who everyone's talking about over here, and everyone's talking about in Melbourne as well. He's going to make our midfield group even stronger, and I think we're going to be a hard team to beat, but opposition teams have got to put a lot of time into us.
So hopefully you get a full season out of the best ruckman in the competition, well, in some people's eyes, the best ruckman in the competition, and certainly there's some numbers to support it. Nick Natanui, and having Tim Kelly is offering a new dynamic. So is everybody sort of the belief that even though you were close last year, you have improved quite a bit?
I think we've improved our list, no doubt, but the same with things. The season goes for so long, we had a lot of luck.
Yeah.
We'd love to have Nick playing for as much of the season as we can, and I think it's been different to see Nick and really refreshing to see Nick do all the pre-season, because so many years he's coming back sort of early in the season or midway through the year. It's been great to have him doing everything so far, and with him in our team, everyone knows we're a much stronger outfit with him in there. But we feel like we've got guys like Tom Hickey, who played 20 games last year coming out from St Kilda. Probably didn't think he'd play that many games, and played really well. And obviously Nathan Vardy is a premiership ruckman as well. So, you know, guys that can really help out Nick, and we just hope that Nick can get a really good positive run at some good form, injury free next year, and the midfielders can benefit from his amazing service that he gives us.
So you won't play Thursday night, obviously, because you're playing Friday night, but have you been in the meetings for Thursday night's game against Essendon, and what can we expect from the West Coast there? A full-strength team, is Nick Natanui and Tim Kelly probably going to line up?
Yep, yeah, we're playing as full-strength team, I think, as we possibly can, and I think that's the good thing when you only do have two Marsh community games. You can't muck around too much, and you've got to get going. You can play on your best guys straight away and getting ready for the season, because it's only really three or four weeks away, and the player team like Essendon, who probably got a few injuries as well, but they're going to play probably their as full of strength team as they can at this time of year, and it just adds further meaning to these official practice matches when you know you've got the best guys playing. So it'll be good for a few boys that are in Melbourne, a few us West Coast boys to watch on Thursday night, and hopefully they play well, and hopefully all the stuff that we've been practicing for the whole off-season comes to fruition Thursday night and for the rest of the year.
Talking to West Coast star Andrew Gass. So as Simo virtually said, we're going to do pretty much what we did last year but try and do it better, or is there going to be a noticeable change to your style? Because there's been a lot of talk in the last couple of months as to how much teams hold the ball and play this meticulous ball use style of game, where if they get it in defence, they wait and assess the options first before taking off. And some teams thinking, no, well, we're probably going to try and play a little bit quicker than that this year, because that's what a lot of other teams will do, and we'll try and make those decisions as to what we do with the ball once we've taken off.
I think it's definitely a combination of, we've definitely got some strengths that we feel are up there, and if not better than a lot of our teams, but also we need some things to improve on that we struggled with last year. So I'm sure we'll focus on that the next 2 weeks, and you see just how well Richmond have played the last couple of years, and I think every team's trying to learn a little bit off them, and trying to be as consistent as a team like Richmond that has some quality players, but their role players as well do their job every week. So it's a combination of both. We feel like we've done a very sort of solid team for the last few years now, and we feel we're pretty tough to beat, but you'd be silly if you just try and stay the same and just keep rolling out the same thing. We know we've got to keep adapting and keep changing to what the game suggests, and Richmond are a great example of that the last couple of years.
Great to have you, Andrew. Really appreciate you joining me. And before I let you go, have you noticed that, you know, when you go to the supermarkets and the cafes, that the fans kind of want to chat to you about what went wrong? Or do you like that side of footy? I know that I don't want to raise the war, but had a couple of incidents in the past that have caused many a fan to want to pick your brain and take some of your time. Do you like that in general, or do you think that's a better environment to be in, or do you think the anonymity would be nice if you were, say, in Brisbane or Sydney?
Oh, no, nothing. It's fine here. Everyone's very passionate about their footy, and it's a great place to live and to be a part of the footy bubble. And everyone's pretty good to me, and which is positive. And I guess it feels like sort of a while now, albeit still there, I guess, in the background. But you appreciate when you're playing well and the team's going well and things are going well just in general. But I'm in a very fortunate position, as we all are, to be a professional athlete. And yeah, there's a bit of extra media, obviously, that happens, and that's a part of it. But now it's a very good place to live in WA, and looking forward to the season ahead.
Great to have you, Andrew. I'll see you Friday night. Thanks a lot for joining me.
Good on you, Brian. Thank you.
And Andrew Gaff, West Coast Eagles star.